To determine the need for a curb ramp, it's important to remember that federal ADA laws prohibit any physical barriers for accessibility within the legal right-of-way. Additionally, take note of Pennsylvania's legal definition of a crosswalk outlined in Title 75, Vehicle Code, Section 102 definitions. Together, these laws help you determine whether a legal pedestrian crossing exists, and the ADA laws govern that a pedestrian crossing is part of the accessible route and therefore must have curb ramps. Note that curb ramps may still be necessary even in the absence of a designated crosswalk. For example, consider an existing sidewalk running parallel to the main road through an intersection, but without sidewalks on the side roads and no marked crosswalks. In this case, curb ramps would only be warranted for the crossing of the side roads, since crosswalks exist as a result of the extension of the sidewalk's lateral lines. For this example, curb ramps are not legally required for crossing the main street. However, there will be times that engineering judgment must be used, taking into account factors such as adjacent land use, nearby pedestrian generators, or observed pedestrian activity crossing the main street. The checklists covered in the next slide help in making this engineering judgment decision. Therefore, it's essential to evaluate the need for a project to include sidewalks and ADA accessibility based on surrounding land uses and pedestrian activity.